The nonprofit Heal the Bay uses data from water samples that are collected every week by the State Department of Ecology. Overall, Washington did great this year, with 96% of its beaches getting excellent grades, an improvement of 7% over last year. But there were failing grades for three beaches in Whatcom and Snohomish counties, where there are high levels of bacteria. You'll see signs up at two of them, says Julie Lowe with Washington's Beach Program.
We have the yellow caution signs up. And that tells people, it does say no swimming, no wading, but then it explains, you know, there's a high risk of disease in the water and we have high, you know, bacteria monitoring results.
It mostly comes from animal poop, so you probably won't want to go swimming at Holmes Harbor near the town of Freeland or Wildcat Cove at Larrabee State Park near Bellingham. You won't see a sign up at the third failing beach, which is at Mukilteo's Lighthouse Park. Its problem is relatively new and seems to be related to polluted stormwater coming out of a failing outfall pipe. The state says that beach was closed in July, but the problem has only shown up after it rains. If you do go swimming in these areas, you don't need to panic. Just shower as soon as possible and know that an average person could get gastrointestinal distress if they swallow the water. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.